Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer.
Welcome again. This week, we are continuing our discussion on purpose discovery, and we have a guest this week. I know you have been used to hearing my voice over the past year and a half, but I have a guest, one of my friends, to share how is it that you discover your purpose. If you have been journeying with us last week, we started by looking on the foundation, and she shared three principles that can help you set the right foundation, and those were knowing your gift. That's the first one. Second one is understanding your identity in Christ. And the third one is how do you use your gift in the marketplace, or how do you use your gift and choose a career? And her core scripture and that set the conversation started was Romans 12 verse 1. And it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And let me introduce my guest. Her name is Anjuri Jane Sawyers. She is a writer, producer, presenter at the Jamaica Information Service, a co-coordinator of the host for the online church for the Central Jamaica Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist. She is a gluten-free advocate, enthusiast, I should say, and a advocate for persons living with autoimmune disease. You can find her at I Am Anjuri on Instagram, where you can find all her information in terms of her exploits in the gluten-free and everything else. Yes, so if you love gluten-free stuff, she is the person that you need to talk to. So our conversation is going to start off this week. I want you to share with me, Anjuri, like, what were some of the mistakes that you made that you can share in terms of when persons are looking to discover on that journey, what were some of the mistakes that they should avoid that can help them to, you know what I mean, navigate better? Share some of the many mistakes that you have made, and what are some of the corrections to those mistakes?
Wow. Okay. Mistakes. Oh. All right. Okay, Andre, mistakes. So one of the first things I'd say that I did was to lean on my own understanding, because I was doing a lot of things, seeking opportunities, accepting opportunities, and so on, without actually going to God about it to find out, you know, if this is something, you know, that's part of my timeline in terms of what I'm supposed to be doing here. And I found out that after a while, I felt like I needed to be booked and busy, not necessarily productive. And when I say productive, I mean intentional with the use of your time, because there are a lot of good things, and I'm not talking about bad things, no. There are a lot of good things, good opportunities. And being in media, you get requests to do several things, but not everything that you're asked to do is something that you're supposed to be doing. Apart from that as well, I was chasing opportunities. So I would see things I'd be interested in, and I would pursue them. But of course, I did not include God in the mix until, of course, maybe I felt like, okay, I really, really want this. And then I asked God, you know, make this happen for me, please. Or fix something if I, you know, going through some challenge or something like that. But, and it's not that I don't pray, no, but in terms of like my career, I think I had God in a box, or I compartmentalized him in a sense, because I had a template prayer that I would pray in the mornings, and I'd go through the day, not necessarily check in with him during the day or anything like that, but I was just doing and going, and realizing that after a while, I just started to feel exhausted and just burnt out. So I knew that something had to change.
There's two follow-up questions I want to ask with something that you said. And the first one, you said that the timeline aspect, how important is knowing the timeline for certain things in terms of when you're not only discovering your purpose, but actually living it?
Okay, that's a great question, Andre. So what I've discovered is because we are not just here for ourselves, a lot of what we do also involves other people. So God has a master plan and he knows what that plan is. So he won't necessarily give us all of the elements of the plan, but he'll give us just enough for us to work with, for us to take action. And according to the Bible, that would be faith with works. And when I say faith with works, I mean corresponding works, because when we go to him and we ask him, you know, what's next, or what is it that you have in store for me, he'll actually show you, you know, but you won't necessarily know otherwise.
Give me an example of what that looks like. Because persons might look upon it and they say, all right, then cool, Joey, is like, that's your experience, but how does that work for me type of thing?
Okay. All right, cool. So what I actually did was I started to get into God's presence. And by that, I mean, I would wake up early. And let me tell you this. So I normally wake up like, I think 5-6, and this has been happening for a number of years, but I had no idea that I could consistently wake up between 12 and 4 a.m. And I had intentions of waking up like 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the mornings, but that wasn't consistent. But I realized that I decided that I'm going to commit, and it takes a lot of discipline. Brethren and friends, it is not easy, but it is doable. I decided to start my day with God and end my day with God. I wanted God to be the first thing on my mind in the morning and the last thing before I go to bed. But I started out first with just in the morning. So I was dedicated, you know, the morning. And all of what I'm sharing here are based in scripture. So I think it's in Psalms. I don't remember exactly where, but it talks about, there's a verse there that David talks about rising early and worshiping God. And I found from my experience that after a while, doing that for a while, I don't remember the exact timeline, but I can tell you that a lot of the downloads I would have gotten were ideas that I would have gotten in terms of what it is I'm supposed to be doing. It would happen during those moments. And sometimes it happens when you are still like literally not doing anything, but just sitting to listen to hear what God has to say. Because a lot of times, you know, we wake up and for those of us who are believers, followers of God, and we wake up and we pray and we sing and we read the scripture. And then after that, you know, it's time to get ready, you know, or we find something else to do, but we don't necessarily sit still to listen to hear what God has to say. And God is always speaking, and a lot of times we're not still so that we can hear. So we've heard, you know, that God speaks in a sweet, still, small voice, but you really have to be still, you know, quiet and so on, so you can hear him.
All right, interesting. And the next question I want to ask, different from the timeline aspect, you said that that you were actively pursuing finding answers to these questions that you have. What does that actually look like? Because persons might say you get up early in the morning and you spend time with him and all of that, but for those who don't know, like when you get up 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, all right, what you do at that time? What does that look like? Is it something planned? Is it something not planned? Spontaneous? Like, walk me through that process now.
Okay, so I'd say it's a combination, or it constitutes all those things. So growing up, and so I felt that there was a set format for worship. And this is based on my experiences in my home, going to other persons' homes and seeing that there was a fixed structure in terms of the order and all of that. And that's fine. But I've discovered on this journey that it doesn't always work like that. So sometimes I'd wake up and I hear the Holy Spirit ask me to pray. There are other times when I wake up and I get a sense that I'm supposed to be worshiping. So I'm just praising God and listening to music and singing along, or I'm singing hymns and so on. There are other times when I wake up with a song or a scripture in mind, and I may not know exactly where the scripture is found, but I will do a search. I use the Bible app, for example, and typing some of the words so that the scripture would come up. And then, of course, I don't just read the scripture because I want to understand what it is saying in terms of my life, because you know, the Holy Spirit is just awesome like that, because the scripture is applicable to everything that we are doing, and he customizes the information just for us so we know exactly what it is that he's saying to us. And then there are other times when I wake up and I'm supposed to just sit still and just enjoy the stillness.
Okay. All right, so I guess we can wrap up here in terms of like that second part in terms of discovering the purpose, because you shared several key elements that persons need to pay attention to. One is, you said in Proverbs, in the scripture that you quote in Proverbs, that trust the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. That is where you started, in terms of you were on your own path. So what you said in terms of one of the key mistakes that you made early on was trying to do things your way. And the other thing that you mentioned in terms of not recognizing God's timeline that he has for you. And the third one is in terms of just literally not spending time in his presence to actually find out what it is. So what are some key things for persons to think about this week as they go through that second part and applying some of the lessons that you have learned over the years, months, about discovering purpose, right? That part two. So you shared some with us last week. So what is this now? Applying those principles that you have shared this week, like what are those? Leave us with some several questions that you want persons to actually think about as they meditate on these things.
How do I get to the place where I acknowledge God as my source and develop a relationship with him where I have an intimate connection? How do I break free from the mindset of being booked and busy versus being intentional and following God's timeline for my life? And the other question I would ask is, what does worship look like? And how would that look for my relationship with God?
All right, thank you for spending some time with us by answering some critical questions about discovering your purpose. And this week we have Andrew James Sawyers as our guest, who's discussing, and she has shared three principles are three key mistakes persons make when they're discovering their purpose. She also shared several questions that we should think about when we're actually on that journey and how to correct those mistakes. You can find her and all that she's been doing online at I Am Anjui, that's IAMANJUII on Instagram. I think it's the same one on Twitter, but I think she's mostly on Instagram, so you can find her there. All her details are there. And thank you again for listening. I'm Andre Palmer. God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.